Bia Sandhu, a bold and confident woman, presents Finesse and Flair, a talk show where she connects with people from different walks of life, bringing to her listeners real-life stories of people that will inspire and impact you as well as entertain you.
Hi everyone, welcome to my series Finesse and Flair, episode 6. Today I have the very charismatic, chic, stylish, kind Kavita Joshi Rai. She's the co-founder of Via Naturals, India's premium natural skincare brand. Before she got into the entrepreneurship journey of skincare, she has worked with textiles, with apparels and fashion worldwide, including Asia, Europe and the US. With her looks and her gentleness and her beautiful skin, she's the perfect model for her own brand. Kavita speaks 7 languages, including Urdu, Marathi, French, Dutch, and Indonesian. She loves to travel and is a brilliant photographer. And of course, loves animals. So please welcome the very charming Kavita Joshi Rai. Welcome, Kavita.
Hi, Bia. Lovely to be here and to see your face as well. I think it's been almost a year since we met face to face. It was last summer, remember?
Yes, in London. I remember we met up last summer in London, of course. Yeah.
It's been a really long time. So thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be on this amazing show that you put together. I really enjoyed listening to all the other wonderful ladies who have come on to chat with you. And I'm thrilled that you asked me to be part of it as well.
Thank you, Kavita. Thank you so much. Like I said, it really means a lot to me that you, are okay to come on my show. And of course, the reason I wanted you on my show is, like I said, I've always been a big fan of your style. I've always found you to be extremely inspirational. And, my show is, of course, about fashion and finesse and flair. But it's also about, being good human beings, bringing positivity into this world. And I think you're one person who's doing a brilliant job at it. So it's absolutely an honor and a privilege to have you on my show. Thank you so much.
My pleasure entirely.
So Kavita, like I said, I love your style. So I'd like to know, what is your quintessential style? How would you describe your style?
Well, so when I was kind of finishing up fashion school and getting ready to enter into the working world, I had this thing in my head that I think I'm only going to wear 2 colors. It's going to be black and white. I don't know where I got that idea from. Maybe I read it somewhere, saw it somewhere, and I thought that's a very chic, creative thing to do. However, when I actually did enter the working world, I think better sense prevailed, and my wardrobe had, more than just those 2 basic colors. Having said that, I do tend to go more towards neutrals and basics.
Okay. Right.
With maybe occasional pop art, I'm not really a big color person. So, don't get me wrong. I've worked in fashion, in textiles and apparel. So I've worked a lot with color and I love seeing people pull off color. For me personally, I tend to have a rather restricted, the classics, the simple, So that's my color quotient, so to speak. And, in the summer, it's basically linen. That's my go-to fabric because especially in Delhi in the summer is killing. I find linens, and especially, how linens get brushed and a little worn in as the day progresses. I love that look. I know people hate linen for the way it crumples and crushes, but I think it just gives a kind of elegance to the whole summer look. So linens, be it dresses or shifts or really beautiful linen trousers with a tee on top. And in the winter, basically my uniform is jeans, a beautiful black sweater or a really well-cut black coat and boots.
So
I could live in that all through the winter, because for me that's it's classic. I don't have to think twice. I know when I go shopping, I'm looking for beautiful tees or beautiful sweaters and I have a lot of jeans and a lot of boots. So that's pretty much how I like to dress up in winter.
Okay, yeah, I have noticed that, Kavita. Every time I've met you, I've always seen you in tans and browns and whites and blacks. They're very classic, muted colors. I've noticed that always whenever I've met you. But I think that just goes great with your personality, and it's just become a part of you, and one just kind of relates those colors to you, and I think you carry them off so well, absolutely beautifully. Okay, Kavita, so I wanted to know, like I said, you're a brilliant fashion icon. Anybody who has inspired you, anybody who you look up to as a fashion icon in terms of fashion and styling?
Well, you know, I don't, let me kind of back up a little bit and tell you who I see on the streets or in the mall or in a store somewhere, and I feel very inspired when I watch them. And that is actually young working women wearing beautifully draped saris. I find that so charming and so beautiful. Having said that, I'm very, very rarely myself. But when I look at them, it really kind of makes me feel like I need to be wearing saris more often. But I do get inspired when I see that. And if I were to look at a style icon, I would look at somebody like Laila Tyachi. I don't know if you've ever seen her style. She's the founder of Daskar. And she has the most beautiful style about her, the most beautiful elegance about her. She has an amazing collection of saris, obviously. And the way she drapes them, the way she carries up the entire look, you know that style and elegance has nothing to do with age and nothing to do with shape and nothing to do with, your budget, for example, your access to really expensive things. It's just something that you kind of develop and make style. So she is somebody that every time I look at her, really inspires me. The other person that I would think of from a timeless point of view would be Audrey Hepburn, styled by Givenchy.
Totally.
She's somebody who's timeless beauty and timelessly stylish.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm totally with you on that. She's one of my favorites and I always look up to her, definitely.
Yeah.
Especially breakfast at Tiffany's is, I think, the first movie that I saw, and that kind of just changed my whole outlook towards style and fashion, and I've been following her ever since. Absolutely. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. So what is your favorite wardrobe item? What is your favorite piece of item in your closet which you always go to whenever you feel that, okay, what is it that I want to wear today? And whenever you're in doubt, that one piece which is your favorite.
Well, the one piece that I love and which unfortunately I can't wear very much because of the weather, so it's like literally just a few months in the year as long when I'm in India, is the pair of jeans. I think, you know, it's a pair of jeans. They can be dressed up, they can be dressed down, you can wear them. It's the way you accessorize them, the way you pair them, the footwear you wear with it, or the jacket or the blouse, the way you, you know, do your makeup, the way you kind of dress up. So you can wear jeans for pretty much, maybe except a board meeting, you can pretty much wear them for every occasion.
Yeah.
And they can be as beat and distressed as you want them to be. They can be as formal and beautifully well-made as you want them to be. So I think jeans would definitely be something that I could wear every day of the year. And luckily, because I've worked always in a even when I worked in the corporate side of the working world, it was still a sportswear company. So you could wear jeans to work every day. So it wasn't like I ever had to wear business suits and things to work. But you could always, even with jeans, wear a really smart blazer, and you can carry it off even for formal meetings. So I think a pair of jeans would be something that, I'm always looking for great jeans. And the best thing about jeans is you can buy something from, every price range. You don't need to, it's not like, for example, it's a business suit. So you really need to spend a lot of money to get yourself a well-cut, well-made business suit. So you can have, there are brands out there that sell you the most economical, but still a great pair of jeans and a really expensive pair of jeans out there. Yeah. So I think jeans would be it.
Great. Wow. Fabulous. Okay. So Kavita, I know you worked with some great brands. You worked with Nike. You worked with fashion brands all across the world before you opened your own brand. So what is it that you would like to tell the new generation in terms of fashion? Anything, tips you'd like to give them in today's day and age?
Well, I would say, fashion is to be enjoyed. So have fun. Don't take it too seriously. And more important than fashion is actually a sense of style. Nothing is fashion. So kind of going through your journey in the world of fashion, take the time to figure out what your style is. And your style will help you cut through the clutter. And it'll help you figure out what you need to buy and what you need to put it together with and how you need to wear it. And like I said about jeans earlier, don't get hooked up on the brand. It's not like you have to wear a specific brand to look nice.
Right.
You don't have to spend a lot of money to look nice. It's all about how you put pieces together. So take the time to figure out your style and have fun with fashion. You know, it should make you feel good. It should make you look good. It should boost your self-image, your self-confidence. Every time you look in the mirror, it should make you feel really good. So figure that out and you're sorted.
Absolutely. So agree with you on that. Absolutely. Absolutely. So Kavita, tell us something about your skincare brand, Via Naturals. I know you're on Amazon, you're on Nykaa, you're on all these big brands, but we'd like to know, how is it that your brand is different? How does it stand out from the other skincare brands?
Well, so we started Via Naturals about 3.5 years ago. And it's a natural skincare brand. It basically means that the active ingredients in the products is derived from natural sources. This range, it's not, you know, we didn't really want to go there and just have body washes and body lotions and just put artificial fragrances and colors in them and have like this huge, you know, 45-50 SKU brand out there. So we kept it really small and tight and very focused on basically 11 SKUs along with some really beautiful luxurious handmade soaps. The idea is to create product that is good for your skin, that is obviously safe for your skin, and for you to help achieve the best skin that you can have depending on your skin type or your skin concern, etc. So we focus a lot actually on serums.
Okay.
We also have, you know, vitamin C is like a big part of our skincare approach, and we're probably the only brand that has the entire routine on vitamin C. So you have a face wash, a toner, a moisturizer and a serum. So our vitamin C is launched actually with just a few serums, but that obviously was, you know, the niche that we were trying to get after, and we found that that is something that is extremely popular. It's basically our serums. So yeah, that's what we do. We are a digital first brand, so we sell from our own website, vianaturals.com, but we are also available on Amazon and on Nykaa.
Okay, great. Thank you. And I am a big fan of vitamin C serum. So now that I know that you have that, I'm going to go and definitely get one from your online digital platform. Definitely. Yeah, I'm going to try that for sure. So Kavita, also, I have had the privilege of going and living in your home in Kasauli, which was absolutely beautiful. And I can see what a beautiful home you've got out there as well. And I've seen your cottages in Kasauli. I know you keep a beautiful home, and a home is an extension to your personality at the end of the day. So to you, what is the idea of a beautiful home?
So, you know, for me, a home, I'm really inspired when I look at homes by the Scandinavian aesthetic,
okay,
where a home is concerned, which is basically very minimalistic, very simple, but also very functional. So again, you know, the way I look at my dressing, I really go for very muted colors, even where my home is concerned. So I go to homes and I see people using splashes of color all around, and I love it. I really enjoy it. But again, when I come back to my house, I'm like, I don't think I could live with so much of color around me. So I need to keep my own color palette around me more muted. And a lot of greenery and, you know, fresh green plants everywhere. So that's my approach to having a home. And obviously a home is, you know, what you make of it. It's filled with your own personal life experiences, photographs, mementos, etc., etc. But again, I try to cut down on the clutter and not have, you know, too many things all around the house, but keep everything really functional and minimalistic. That's my approach.
Wow. So Kavita, before we end, would just like to ask you, what is a quote that you live by?
Well, I would say, you know what, don't let a bad day make you think that you have a bad life. Because, you know, we all have bad days, and it's very easy to kind of slip into like a negative, especially, you know, nowadays, what's been going on in the world these last few months has been stressful for people. And it doesn't matter where you are on the socioeconomic scale, it's been stressful for everybody.
Yeah,
and we are going
everyone,
to have more bad, yeah. We're going to have more bad days now than we've ever had before. But just take it as a bad day today, and don't let it make you slide into thinking, oh my God, my life is terrible because I've had a bad day. Just recognize it as a bad day and move on. So I would say that's something that resonates a lot with me in today's time.
Great. I think that's fantastic. In today's day and times, I think to stay positive, to stay focused and just appreciate what you have and be grateful for what you have is, the key to move forward.
Yeah. And to have compassion for people who have less, wherever you can, in whatever way you can, just help somebody, help people, help animals, do something. It'll make you feel better as well. And
And you do a lot of that, Kavita. I know I keep seeing that you do so much for the lesser privileged. You do so much for animals. You've been doing so much for all these years, which is brilliant, which is absolutely brilliant. I love that about you, that you are extremely compassionate, kind to everybody around you. And, that kind of just shows in your personality, which is lovely, which is really, really nice.
Thank you, Mia.
Thank you, Kavita. Thank you so much. It was really lovely to have you on my show. And thank you so much for coming.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you. Loved having you on my show. And
I really enjoyed. I'm so glad you're putting this series together because it's kind of helping people as well to kind of, look at something different and refreshing and be inspired by so many wonderful women that you're bringing on to your show. So thank you as well for organizing this. And it's a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, Kavita. Likewise. And thank you so much once again. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.